Krishna. For those of you who were not this morning, I'd like first to warmly welcome all the devotees, all of you who have come from different parts of Europe for this Radhadesh Mellows weekend kirtan. And what it will make the mellows is your presence, the association of so many devotees who have come to create the mellows. Otherwise, there is no mellows. Thank you. It will be a short class because we need to start on time, the kirtans. I selected a verse different from the section we are reading on King Puranjana. I selected a verse related to the holy name of Krishna. King Puranjana's instructions, the instructions of Narada Muni to King Prachinabharkisat on relating the story of King Puranjana are certainly very instructive for us, and there is a lot of Sankhya teaching so that we can become more Krishna conscious. But certainly to discuss about the holy name of Krishna directly, I thought will be more relevant to everybody. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The verse is number 32 from chapter 6 of first canto. The chapter is entitled Conversation Between Narada and Vyasadev. Devadatam imam vinam svara brahma vipushitam murchayitva harikatam Gayamanascharamyaham. So this is Sri Narada Muni speaking. He's speaking to Srila Vyasadev, and he's telling him his story. Like sometimes we meet someone we don't know very well, and we ask, what's your story? Isn't it? And then we exchange, what's your story? So Sri Narada Muni is telling his story, his experience. And this is the end, when he has achieved transcendental perfection. Sri Narada Muni says, and thus I travel constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a vina, which is charged with transcendental sound and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. Purport. The musical stringed instrument called the vina, which was handed to Narada by Lord Sri Krishna, is described in the Linga Purana, and this is confirmed by Srila Jiva Goswami. This transcendental instrument is identical with Lord Sri Krishna and Narada, because all of them are of the same transcendental... This transcendental instrument is identical with Lord Sri Krishna and Narada, because all of them are of the same transcendental category. So even the instrument is non-different from Narada. Sound vibrated by the instrument cannot be material, and therefore the glories and pastimes which are broadcast by the instrument of Narada are also transcendental, without a tinge of material inebriety. The seven singing meters, namely Sharigama Padani, so So Prabhupada then gives the Shatya, Rishav, Gandhara, Madhyam, Panchama, Daivata, and Nishada. Are also transcendental and specifically meant for transcendental songs. As a pure devotee of the Lord, Sri Narada Dev is always fulfilling his obligation to the Lord for his gift of the instrument, and thus he is always engaged in singing his transcendental glories, and is therefore infallible in his exalted position. Following in the footsteps of Srila Narada Muni, a self-realized soul in the material world should also properly use the sound meters, namely Shari, Gama, etc., in the service of the Lord by constantly singing the glories of the Lord as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Devadatam imam vinam svara brahma vibhushitam murchajitva harikatam gayamanas charamyaham. And thus I travel constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a vina, which is charged with transcendental sound and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham bhande shri gurum dinataranam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya mishwaram tam shri mat krishna chaitanya devam bhande jagat gurum yasyanukampaya svapi mahapti santarit sukam vanchakalpatarupyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So Sri Narada Muni has explained his story to Srila Vyasadev, and he described how he was born in a very unfavorable situation. Actually, in a previous life, Narada Muni, he was a Gandharva named Upavarahana, and he was living in the heavenly planets. And during a yagya, he happened to misuse his musical talents, and he was singing mundane songs during the yagya. The yagya was performed by the demigods for the satisfaction of the Lord. But then Narada Muni, he started to sing, Srila Prabhupada writes in the Purport, in 7th canto, cinema songs. Hollywood, Bollywood, whatever. So he was singing cinema songs, I love you, and so many things. And then he was surrounded by many beautiful girls, and he was trying to create an impression on the girls. So as a result of this, the demigods became very upset, and then they cursed him. You Shudra, you don't understand what we are doing here. You Shudra, you become a Shudra, take birth as a Shudra. So in next life, he was born as the son of actually what we will call single parents family. This is what we call nowadays. Because in the Bhagavatam, when he tells his story, he does not mention his father. Of course, we don't know exactly the details of who his father was, but we can say the fact that he does not mention the father indicates, okay, it's unknown. So it was a very difficult situation. It was a difficult birth. He was living with his mother, his mother was a maidservant. She was serving in the house of Brahmanas. So that was the good fortune that Narada had, that by Krishna's arrangement, he was born in a house where Brahmanas were performing devotional service. And they received the Bhakti Vedantas, the great sages who were traveling, and during the Chaturmasya period, they stopped in that house by the mercy of the Lord. And then the power of the association of the devotees transformed the life of Sri Narada Muni. And we are in a very similar situation. Of course, everyone has his own story, but actually the situation is similar. For example, we find in the Bhagavatam, Kalao Shudra Sambhava. In the age of Kali, every birth is considered generally unfortunate. By birth, we are not so qualified. Of course, here there are many devotees who are born in families of devotees. That's a special birth, certainly. Still, the statement in Shastra is there. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. So we should consider, okay, there is some, we could say, some common ground with Sri Narada Muni in his birth as Shudra. But actually, it doesn't matter what type of birth one takes. The association of devotees and the holy name of Krishna is completely transcendental. They are completely transcendental. There is no material impurity whatsoever that can limit the power of sadhu sangha and the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And therefore, and the proof is Sri Narada Muni. By the association of the Bhakti Vedantas, and name Bhakti Vedantas, we don't know their names, but they were very powerful Vaishnavas. By their association, Sri Narada Muni became transformed, so much that when, even later after the Bhakti Vedantas departed, his mother died, bitten by a snake. You can imagine, a child, a small child, he does not have a father, or he does not know the father. And now the mother dies. He was so transformed, so touched by the sages, that he was able to become absorbed in their instructions and to go through that great difficulty, the death of his only shelter in this world. Many times it happens that Krishna takes away. We have shelters in this world, and Krishna takes it away, one after the other. And it becomes difficult to what's happening. But then the holy name of the Lord is the solace. And then we see how Sri Narada Muni, he became absorbed in meditation, following the instructions of the sages, to the point where he developed pure love of Godhead. And when he developed pure love of Godhead, he was able to always sing the glories of the Lord as described in today's verse. And he was using his musical talents for the glorification of the Lord. And we see the result. What difference? Using musical talent for material purposes produces one result. Using the same musical talent for the glorification of the Lord transforms completely the heart of the person who performs such an activity. And this is actually this, here we have, this is an opportunity, this Sangha of Vaishnava, Sadhu Sangha. It's a very great opportunity for us to achieve the same benefit Sri Narada Muni achieved by getting together and singing the holy names of the Lord. I'm benefiting from the devotional service that other devotees are performing. Because it goes like that. This is the beauty of kirtan. Sometimes when we chant japa, we are relying on our own. Of course, the holy name is giving us the shelter, but in one way, in one sense, we are relying on our own strength during the chanting, isn't it? If we fall asleep, it's difficult. But when we do kirtan, we are getting, we're especially getting the benefit of the bhakti in the hearts of the other devotees. Of course, japa also, when we chant in the association of devotees, we also get the transcendental association, the spiritual energy. But in kirtan, sometimes if our mind is getting weak and it goes down, then another devotee is singing with bhakti, with love, with devotion, and suddenly we are carried away by the waves of the feelings in the hearts of other devotees. And therefore it is a very great opportunity what we have here today. Also today is the wonderful appearance day of Sri Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay. So he's also one of our most important acharyas in the disciplic succession since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he used his musical talent for the glorification of the Lord. And he communicated his transcendental mood, feelings of pure devotion in his songs. Srila Prabhupada was very fond of Sri Narottam Das Thakur. And also he was born in a, although it was a family, sometimes we say it's a family, it was a king, but it was actually a Kayastha king. And he was considered also technically Shudra, even from the caste point of view. But still, because he was a pure Vaishnava, he was able to give shelter to many Brahmanas. Many Brahmanas took initiation from him. And even the Brahmanas, the caste Brahmanas, they tried to do something to bring him down or defeat him. They wanted to challenge him. But then his Brahmana disciples, you may have heard the story of how there were particularly two Brahmana disciples, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Ramachandra Kaviraj, who they disguised themselves when the Brahmanas were coming to the village, to the Keturi Gram, the town of Sri Narottam Das Thakur. These disciples, they disguised themselves as a washerman and as a potterman. And they were waiting outside the city, waiting for them. So when the Brahmanas came, they were asking, we want to find the place where we can meet Narottam Das Thakur. Where is the city, Keturi Gram? They were asking for directions. So then they start answering to them in Sanskrit language. And they became very amazed that these Shudras, the washerman and the potterman, they speak Sanskrit. When they asked them, inquire, how did you learn Sanskrit? They said, we're insignificant disciples of Sri Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay. So anyway, in this way, the Brahmanas, they decided to go. But the point is that Vaishnavism, devotion to Krishna, sadhu sangha, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, makes the person, whoever that the person may be, transcendental, and the person becomes higher than a Brahmana. And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes this many times in his books. And Shri Narottam Das Thakur is also famous for celebrating the first Gaura Purnima festival. And in this Gaura Purnima festival, the full Panchatattva, they appear personally during the kirtan. So we should meditate, each one of us, we should meditate on Shri Narottam Das Thakur and pray for his intercession, this will be a Christian expression, intercessionary prayer sometimes. That means asking someone to become involved. In this case, we ask Shri Narottam Das Thakur, Shri Narada Muni, to become involved directly in the kirtan. Of course, we have wonderful kirtaniyas, Madhava Prabhu, he's for so many years in Vrindavan and imbibing the moods of Vrindavan. Still, we all together, we should pray invoking the mercy of Shri Narottam Das Thakur and Shri Narada Muni. Of course, our Bhakti Vedanta, we also have been saved by the Bhakti Vedanta, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. And pray to them to make of this weekend a unique, all the kirtan weekends are unique, but a unique kirtan weekend. So these are some reflections I wanted to share with you. If you like to comment or to ask any questions, we have 9 minutes. I never finish my lectures so early. Usually they have to admonish me that they go over time. Sometimes they don't dare because I took a sannyas initiation and they are a bit shy, but usually they have to tell me, you are talking too much. But today I'm so eager for the kirtan that I cannot wait. So any comments or questions? Madhava Prabhu? Something that touched me recently, last year we had a japa retreat with His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj, and something he said during the retreat in the beginning that touched me, he said we should not become achievers or enjoyers, but we should become receivers of the mercy of the Holy Name. We are beggars. We go just to beg. We are going to just sing, just call out the holy name of Krishna. And the Lord, He may manifest, He's there in the holy name, He's personally present, He's non-different from His holy name, but sometimes He hides, sometimes He becomes more openly visible. Sometimes we feel we are seeing him, sometimes we do not see. We are singing and there are interferences, like sometimes it happens also with, even if you have very good internet connection, something happens and it's not working. What's happening? It's a big problem. So we are singing the holy name of Krishna and something is happening to the connection. Still, our mood should be, we are servants of the holy name. We are servants. We have the good fortune of having the association of so many dear servants of the holy name of Krishna. So we have the good fortune. Even if we are missing the point, even if our consciousness at some period or the whole period during the kirtan is not focused, we have the good fortune that so many servants of the holy name are there with us. They are supporting us. And we just need to just follow the wave. It's like surfing. Like, so just follow the wave. And these are not dangerous waves. When we surf, when we do surfing in this world, maybe very enjoyable. I never did because I'm afraid. I don't know how to swim in this material world. So we are, but I see sometimes it can be dangerous. We need people there taking care in case something happened to help the surfer. So that doesn't become, like Prabhupada said, a sufferer, from surfer to sufferer, because the enjoyment becomes a suffering. But the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, this type of surfing, there is no fear, no problem at all. Whatever happens, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is our shelter. So we just need to just sing, and just become a receiver of the mercy of the holy name. And this is one of the first instructions given by Sri Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. After his question, his very serious question, what is the duty of a human being, especially the human being who is about to die? And then the answer was, he gave different points, but one of the most important points, very soon, 11 verses, as soon as he started speaking, verse 11, etam nirvidyamananam ikchatam akuto vayam yoginam nripanirnitam harirnaman ukirtanam. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna, following in the footsteps of the authorities, is the fearless process for everyone. It's the universal process. And that's why we come together. Devotees from all kinds of backgrounds. We come together and we chant the holy names of Krishna, and that's the perfection. Other processes, there may be some fear. In the chanting of the holy name, no fear. Just taking shelter, becoming receivers, becoming servants of the holy name. One more question or comment? You are welcome to also comment on, because you have also many realizations, so if you can also add any points in this regard about the proper mentality.
You mentioned how japa sometimes can be a little more troublesome. In kirtan, we find more tangible, more easily effective. Why do we take the vow when we take initiation? Why do we say japa is the one we vow, not kirtan? And even more so,
One reason that comes to mind is that, of course, there is a numerical vow, or number of times a day we take shelter of the holy name. Another reason is that there is no, because sometimes music can be also, we may become enjoyers by becoming absorbed in the, although here it is explained, the meters are transcendental when used for the glorification of the Lord, but still, we may become absorbed in the externals of the kirtan, whereas in japa, okay, it's, the externals are not there, it's just the holy name and we little soul chanting the holy name. So that's one reason that comes to mind. So, but still, Sankirtan, the process of complete chanting, of course, japa can be also Sankirtan according to a definition given by Sri Sanatana Goswami, because the chanting is complete. But Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy name, this makes us stronger and give us strength for performing a better japa. It's more difficult, only japa. We can do it, and some acharyas did it, only japa, just the holy name, no music. But the association of devotees and the music helps us, isn't it? Isn't so? That's the experience for most of us. One last comment or question? Okay, the question is, when is prasadam? Prasadam will be served outside in the reception area, and then at 9:30 we will meet here to do kirtan for Chota Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha, and then we will go to the community hall together to start the kirtan. Thank you very much. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nittai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.